You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, some breaking news now as the feathers are flying inside Country Bird. Anthony Clark, small to medium cap analyst at Small Talk Daily Research, has the scoop as always. And Country Bird CE Kevin James is certainly going to be clucking mad. What's the story?
Yeah, hi, Michael. As I alluded to yesterday, before our long interview yesterday, I had a bombshell story in the poultry sector, which had been leaked to me, but I needed to get confirmed. That confirmation came to me this afternoon, and what's basically happened is that Martina Stander, who is the CEO of Country Bird Holdings, and Fritz Krobler, who is the Chief Financial Officer, who have both been at Country Bird Holdings for many, many years, have been headhunted to actually end up running the chicken division of RCL Rainbow. Now, as all of your listeners know, Rainbow Chickens has been a disaster site for many, many years. And the fact that at the AGM a couple of weeks ago, RCL was roasted by shareholders for apathetic strategy on the poultry side. Then within a matter of days, we saw a comment on SENS regarding strategic realignment of the portfolio. And then out of the blue today, it's not going to be on SENS, but I can exclusively reveal that the gentleman resigned from Country Bird Holdings on the 20th of November. Yesterday was their last day, and they'll be joining Rainbow in early January to run the entire operation. Now, just as a bit of an aside, Martina Stander used to work at Rainbow from 2000 to 2007. So he has familiarity with the business. And, of course, let's not forget that Country Bird Holdings has a major interest in quick service restaurant supply to KFC, as does RCL. So the fact that they've moved over, terms have not been discussed, but I would imagine they've been given bags of gold. Yeah. Because these two gentlemen, aside from Astral Foods, are probably the best operators in the country. So it shows extreme confidence that RCL, at long last, is actually taking the underperformance of Rainbow seriously and hiring in some decent talent to try and fix up this business.
It's certainly going to make the Remgro AGM on Monday very interesting. As we know, Yanni Durant and indeed Johan Rupert have been grilled by shareholder activists Chris Logan and others for the last several years around RCL's continued underperformance, and there was quite clearly some pressure to pull a rabbit or a chicken out of a coop, and it seems there's not only one, but two, but three, because I see Vota De Wet, currently Group FD and Business Improvement Director at Country Bird, is also going to be joining, as there's a note, a message from Miles out now, just as the story breaks. And what does this mean for RCL in terms of this strategy? It's still got a long way to go to catch up with the likes of an Astral, which is the lowest cost producer. Is this material? Does this mean we now need to start taking an RCL turnaround seriously?
The answer is absolutely seriously. We have had lethargy and inaction from Rainbow for years, as many of the shareholder activists have railed. And the fact that in the last couple of weeks we've had a series of very positive announcements from the company indicating it's now serious about trying to fix the problems inside the company, and they've hired new external management. Remember, RCL and Rembrandt very rarely hire anyone from the outside. They stick to their own. So I see this news, even though it won't officially be on SENS. You know, if you suddenly saw a newspaper headline, you probably will tomorrow after I've had my way with the newspapers and the media, I would see that the Rainbow share price would react very positively, because now physical action is being taken to address a fundamental historic weakness in the chicken business. You are correct. There is still a problem with the cob genetics, which will take time to sort out. But putting in decent operators who have run a substantial business, Country Bird itself produces 4 million birds a year and is one of the largest suppliers of QSR to KFC in this country, I see as an extremely positive move. And as I said, you know, any positive news and any positive headline, when all we've had from RCL is dire, dramatically awful news, has to be a good thing. So I can see the share price having a bit of a trot and some chickens running on when this news eventually comes out.
Absolutely.
It is out.
And we might say that the pecking order is about to change potentially in the local poultry sector. Anthony Clark, small to medium cap analyst at Small Talk Daily Research, with some very interesting news out of Country Bird today.